Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Victor Olofsson, are you there?
I am here, yeah.
What's going on, my friend?
Not much. I'm back in Sweden. I'm at my parents' house right now, so I'm not doing much.
Yeah, that's...
What is the favorite meal that that your mom makes?
Ooh, she makes a lot. She's very good at cooking chicken. She does a lot of different meals with chicken, so that's... probably my favorite.
Yeah, are you a good cook yourself?
I'm not great, to be honest, but I'm trying, and I can make a few meals pretty good, but I can definitely be a lot better.
are you going squirrely right now? Like, are you losing it a little bit with all this that's going on? What's it like in what's going on in Sweden? Is Sweden in we don't hear much about Sweden right now. Are they in full blown lockdown mode? I mean, how are they handling the coronavirus?
Not really. I think we're doing pretty fine, especially up here where I live. It's a little bit more north. We hadn't had many cases up here yet, so hopefully we'll stay that way and we can all stay safe.
Well, is it business as usual for everyone? Are people going to work? Are they told to stay home? I mean, like over here, I don't know if you're following closely on what's going on over here, but people are being told to not even leave their house, Victor. I mean, it's like, we're watching videos of guys that are like, they say, you're about to be trapped in quarantine with your family. You have an option. Or you're about to be trapped in quarantine due to the coronavirus. You have two options. Option A, be quarantined with your wife and kids, or B, and the guy goes, B.
Yeah, I've seen a few of those videos, actually. It's pretty funny. But we haven't really been, I think most of the people are still working, and we can probably stay inside a little bit more than we are right now. Just for safety, but right now I think most works are still going, and so I don't know. Hopefully we can, like I said, stay safe, and but we'll see if the works are gonna continue or if people are gonna be asked to stay home. We'll see. So it's probably a little bit worse in the U.S. right now than it is in Sweden.
Victor Olofsson joining us here over the phone, all the way from Sweden. And the instigators during our quarantine shows. I guess the question for all the athletes right now, number one, are you training? What are you doing? Are you able to, you say that Sweden, you guys might not be as locked down as we are. Are you able to get to an arena and skate? Is that just a ridiculous question in itself? I mean, what are you doing to stay in shape?
I'm not able to skate, but I'm working out, and I've been trying to stay in shape, and you never know what's going to happen, right? So you might as well stay in shape and work out, and that's what I'm doing. But I'm not on the ice right now, and I'll see if I can hit the ice here in the upcoming week or so. But right now I'm just working out.
So are you going to a gym to work out, or are you doing stuff at your home?
I've been doing stuff at my home. I've been to a gym once. I don't know if that's the smartest thing to do right now. So I'm trying to stay home as much as I can. But it, at the same time, you get really bored. But you just gotta try to, like I said, try to stay home as much as I can to be safe.
Okay, so aside from working out and mom's cooking, how are you dealing with the boredom? Are you communicating a lot with your teammates and friends? Or are you gaming a lot? Like, you got the headset on playing Fortnite? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I've been playing some Fortnite. I've been actually playing some paddle tennis. I don't know if you guys know what that is, but it's kind of like tennis, and it's pretty fun. But it's been
is that the caged in tennis where like you can play it off the fence? It's on the smaller court, bouncy ball.
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing.
Yeah, I play that.
Such an amazing sport.
It's a lot of fun, and you don't have to run as much as you have to in tennis. So I think it's a little bit more fun than just regular tennis. So you gotta think a little bit more, and like you said, you can use the glass and the walls. So it's
gotta have fast hands. Gotta have fast hands at the net.
Yeah, that's true. So yeah, other than that, it's not really similar to hockey, but I guess you can take something from it.
Any TV shows, movies that you're watching on Netflix or anything right now? Like, what are you doing to pass the time?
I haven't been watching that much. I saw the Formula One Drive to Survive thing on Netflix. That's the only thing I've been watching. So I'm probably going to have to find some movies or some new TV shows to get the time going.
Can we talk just a little bit of hockey about, about your rookie season and stuff, before we let you go here? I want to talk about your rookie year and when coming back from your injury and the way the season's gone for you. You've had an unreal rookie season.
Yeah, overall, I'm very happy. I think I started a year off really good, and I felt like I had – I think I played good overall up until my injury, and I felt like I didn't really come up to the same level after the injury. The first game was pretty good. Obviously, I had two goals in my comeback game, but after that, I felt like I didn't really perform on the same level as earlier in the year. But like I said, overall, I'm very happy with my season, and something I can build on for next year.
Well, go ahead, River. Go ahead.
Well, what would be obviously everybody knows that you have a knack to score goals. You did it over while you were playing in the Swedish Elite League. You came over to North America. You played your first year you scored 30 goals there. You get called up to the Sabres. You score 20 goals, but very well on pace to score 30 if you would have been healthy the whole year. What are areas of your game that the Sabres are telling you and what they would like to see you work on to evolve your game?
Just to be a little bit better close to the net and maybe fight a little bit more for redirections and rebounds. And I'm probably scoring most of my goals from the outside. I think I still can score a lot more goals from tips and from rebounds, and just be a little bit better around the net. I think that's an area where I can improve a lot. So I think that's probably the biggest thing right there.
Okay, last question for me before we let you go. And I can't believe I didn't ask you this when we were doing Grilling Them. By the way, did you see the final cut of that?
I did not. I had my family tell me it was good. We got a copy of that.
When you came over this year for this season specifically, did you have a goal in mind for how many goals you would like to score or try to score this year?
I definitely wanted to score over 20. And I mean, it's hard to, when you haven't played in the NHL before, you don't really know what level you got to be on every night. And I think 20 was probably the mark that I had in mind. Then obviously, as I had a good start, and I was kind of aiming for 30. Then I got injured and stuff. But I mean, definitely 20. And as I said, like when the longer the season went on, I felt like I was maybe able to get 30. And obviously, it didn't happen. But I think that's probably something I can look into in the upcoming season and for the future.
All right. Well, good stuff, man. Appreciate your time today. Stay healthy, stay inside, stay in shape, and hopefully we can see the Sabres back in the ice to finish the season.
All right. Awesome. Thanks for having me,
guys.
Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.